It's time now to take five for your community of service of the Emerald Place at Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And today, we have Linda Strohsnyder in the studio with us from Junior Achievement of Southwest Indiana. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Thanks for coming in. Junior Achievement, for those not familiar with it, it's still kind of an education process. Tell folks a little bit about what Junior Achievement is all about.
Junior Achievement is a financial literacy program that we present in the schools. We cover grades 3 through 12 in this particular area. Every school in Davies County has a program in it at some level. And I personally am volunteering to teach the fifth grade class, and it centers around career opportunities. So the students start thinking about it because they need to know the science, the math, the technology to be able to do almost any job.
You know, it's such a worthwhile program, too, because these are community volunteers. These aren't teachers, but these are community volunteers that are coming and donating their time to teach these students and give them the tools they need.
Right, and it's very easy to manage. You get a kit with all the supplies in it. There's a teacher manual that tells you what to say and how many minutes to spend on that topic. And the sessions are about five times for 45 minutes to an hour, and it's wonderful. I had it as a classroom teacher in my classroom, and now I'm enjoying the other side of it, volunteering, and it's just an exciting time for the students and me.
You know, for Davies County, too, this is something people may not know. We have one of the bigger Junior Achievement volunteer groups are from the Board of Directors all the way down. We've expanded it to four schools now, all four Davies County schools. It's come a long way since it was basically based with Jeff Norris just sitting in his office when it first started, right?
That is correct. We've got more help from the office, and the community has been wonderful in offering support.
And that's what it's all about. So I guess twofold here. First, if you're listening this morning and you've always wanted to get into the classroom and try a little teaching experience, here's an excellent opportunity for you because anyone can volunteer as a JA volunteer, right?
That is correct.
And we're always looking for teacher volunteers.
Yes, it's wonderful.
If they would like to do that, what's the best way to go about it?
They can contact the Evansville office, and I have that number. It's 812-425-8152.
Again, anybody can do it. It's very easy. Your materials are provided. And now we go to those materials because, as you know, materials do cost money to present this program. So Junior Achievement is funded through generous donations from communities, businesses, and even individuals. And to help with the funding, we got a special fundraiser coming up on Saturday.
Yes, we do. I wanted to say also that the volunteer does not have to pay anything and the classroom teacher doesn't pay. It's strictly donations, like you said, from the community.
So let's talk about what we got going on Saturday up at Hank's.
Okay, we're going to be having a cookout at Hank's from 11 till 4, and we're going to offer a hamburger chip drink package and a hot dog chip drink package. The hamburger package is $5. The hot dogs are $4. And since Halloween's right around the corner, I think we're going to throw in a little treat in each of the packages.
That? Well, I want to say a big thanks to Hank's Market for their generous donation of their place and the materials, right?
Yes, they have been wonderful.
And if you want to come on out and do your grocery shopping on Saturday, help out Junior Achievement. Besides getting your lunch there, we'll have some information for you about Jay as well.
Yes, and we'll have brochures there that if you're thinking about volunteering or need to learn more, we'll have a stack of those there for you to take and see what you think.
And the volunteers are in the classrooms as we speak. Many are already teaching, right? There's a fall and a spring session.
Right. I've already completed one program, and I'm getting ready to start another one. And then, you know, with Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's kind of difficult to get in the room. But right after Christmas, I hope to get into a third and fourth one.
Junior Achievement of Southwest Indiana, a great organization. If you would like to become involved and become a classroom teacher, again, let's give the phone number, contact information. The website, too, is a great source as well, Linda.
Right. The phone number is 812-425-8152. The website is jaswin.org. That is JASWIN.org.
It's a great organization, a great cause. Help out Junior Achievement of Southwest Indiana. Come out to Hank's Market this Saturday from 11 to 4 and grab lunch, $5 for burgers, $4 for hot dog lunch, and help out Junior Achievement. All proceeds will go to materials to get the teachers in the classrooms and continue with the mission of junior achievement. Linda Stroh-Snyder, our guest today. Linda, thank you so much for coming in, and best of luck with the big fundraiser on Saturday.
Well, thank you, Dwayne, and we hope to see a lot of people out there.
Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.